From Washington, this is VOA News. In Paris Monday, an attempt to join forces against Islamic State militants after yet another Westerner is beheaded. And an African country has lost yet another doctor to the Ebola virus. I'm Ira Melman reporting the Obama administration is expressing confidence in the formation of an international coalition to combat Islamic State radicals who control swaths of territory in Iraq and Syria. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Washington, where congressional action in support of the effort is a matter of some growing debate.
After meeting with allies and partners in the Middle East, Secretary of State John Kerry says a growing list of nations is prepared to strike against Sunni militants, a point echoed by White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough.
And so what we want to make sure happens is that we have committed partners who can take the fight to ISIL on the ground, and they will have not only support from us from the air, but they'll also have training and equipment.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State's latest atrocity, the beheading of British aid worker David Haines, is provoking strong reactions on both sides of the Atlantic. The White House condemned the killing as barbaric, while British Prime Minister David Cameron said IS militants are, quote, the embodiment of evil. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Sierra Leone has lost the fourth doctor to Ebola after a failed effort to transfer her abroad for medical treatment. That according to a government official. A huge setback, he called it, to the impoverished country that is battling the virulent disease amid a shortage of health care workers. Dr. Olivet Buck died late Saturday, hours after the World Health Organization said it could not help medically evacuate her to Germany. This is VOA News. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has fired 10 senior officials who defied an order to return to the country and help in the fight against Ebola. The officials, including assistant ministers, deputy ministers, and commissioners, had been told in August to come back to the country. Pakistan has rejected Afghan criticism of a 480-kilometer trench its military is digging along their mostly porous border, saying the project is aimed at effectively controlling movement of terrorists and flow of drugs and human traffickers into the country. More from Islamabad and Ayaz Ghul.
Pakistani forces are digging a trench more than 2 meters deep and 3 meters wide in southwestern Balochistan province, which shares half of the country's more than 2,500-kilometer border with Afghanistan. Army officials say they believe it will help prevent illegal crossings and reduce terrorist activities. A military spokesman, Major General Asim Salim Bajwa, dismissed Kabul's concerns and criticism of the trench.
We have to protect and secure our borders. Anything that is done this side of the border remaining within our own area is very much legal.
Bajwa says there is need for both the countries to strengthen border security. But he says Afghans have not done enough to prevent terrorist attacks from their side. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Officials in Pakistan say at least 17 members of a wedding party died when their boat capsized in a river in Punjab province during some of the worst monsoon flooding the region has seen in decades. That include the bridegroom, his brother, and two young children. At least 30 people were on the boat when it rolled over in the district near the city of Multan Sunday. The bride said she survived by hanging on to an electric pole and went on the boat against her parents' advice. Floods and landslides from days of heavy monsoon rains have now claimed almost 500 lives in Pakistan and India. Pakistan, which has suffered a series of annual flood disasters since 2010, says as many as 2.3 million people have been affected. The Ukrainian defense minister says weapons are on their way to his country from the West to help in its fight against pro-Russian rebels. Valery Heliti said the shipments were agreed to in secret at a NATO summit 10 days ago. Heliti refused to name the countries providing the weapons, which he indicated included a missile defense system. Meanwhile, fighting continued Sunday in Ukraine's east, a day after an intense battle at a government-controlled airport outside the rebel stronghold of Donetsk. Ukraine is expected to be discussed Monday on the sidelines of the Paris meeting on Iraq. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.